This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Episode number 43.
Oh, man. Coming back with the sickness again, 43 times. What's up?
It's good to still be here, man.
Back up in your ass with the resurrection.
We're getting close to being a year old.
Yeah.
On our podcast. I think we've skipped a few weeks. Technically, it would be like week 46, 47,
48.
But hey,
49.
We make our own rules, so f*** it.
It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. My name is Kevin. To my right is Ryan the Beard.
Yo, yo.
And at the helm, the man who's running the board, Axis of Ian, otherwise known as Ian.
Drinking a fine glass of water tonight.
Sweet, how's the water?
Cold.
I'm drinking some coffee. Ryan, you got a Pyramid Outburst IPA.
Yeah, man.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
I'd give it a 4.
A 4?
That is beer that is not f***ing around.
Yeah, I like it, man.
One of the strongest IPAs you can buy.
No, I'm
I
gotta
still
be careful.
Call it beer.
I gotta be careful with these, you know. It's
yeah, one it's or like 8.8%.
Yeah, 1 or 2, and I'm having a pretty good night, so.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard or not, but the Bourbon and Bacon KISW Festival is going to be going on pretty soon here. It's totally sold out, but if you can weasel your way in somehow.
We could probably sneak in somehow.
Hey, man, I like both of those
Bourbon
things.
Bourbon and Bacon. It's going to be at the...
Be like, come on, I'm the Beard! Don't you know who the f*** I am?
Fremont Brewery, I think, is what they were. Where it's at, where the vodka tasting thing was.
Is okay, yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to get real crowdy.
But it's also going to be Saturday, so we got to kind of, you know, calm down a little bit, make sure we sober up tiny bit before Metal Shop.
I'm going to opt out of that. I'm just going to say.
Yeah, well,
I'm just going to say that I had to sleep in.
I'm going to lean more toward the bacon.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Clog my arteries. It's all good.
So what's been going on this week, fellas?
Dude,
it's
crazy. Yeah, it's been a crazy week for Metal Shop, I'll tell you that. The entire radio station and all the DJs and everyone's getting behind us. Kind of a groundswell of a movement. Ian, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, the Metal Shop at 10 thing, we sat in on the men's room this week and talked about how our 5th anniversary of us taking over Metal Shop from Kevin and Steve is coming up and what we should do for it.
Yeah.
Because nobody really ever does anything about it, so we figured we probably should.
Yeah.
Make it seem like someone gives a because if we don't, then no one else is going to. So we went in there and we're like, hey, so what should we do? We sat down and did sit and spin with them about 10 famous metal records that every metalhead hates.
Yeah, it was some funny ones on there, especially like the Celtic Frost Cold Lake record that they do not acknowledge at all anymore.
Yeah. And number one was Saint Anger from Metallica.
Of course.
Self-explanatory. Exactly. And Miles was like, hey, well, why don't you guys come on an hour earlier? Because we're old.
Yeah.
And we go to bed early.
Offhandedly, he said it. And almost immediately, we got like hit up via text on 77999, via Twitter, on the Facebook. People were saying, hey, that's a great idea. We want Metal Shop at 10. And so we kind of just went with it. And we've gotten a ton of bands to send us photos of them with the hashtag Metal Shop at 10. A ton of listeners. People are really, really supporting it. And it was something that kind of happened organic. I mean, it happened organically, and it's just blown up. And
it's been cool
it's
to watch.
Blowing my fucking mind, to be honest.
Also, keep in mind that we have to hold him to it, that Miles said he would come up.
That's true.
And guest host it for the first week when it happens at 10.
And
if it happens at 10.
I want a fucking pizza.
Oh,
we
that's
were also
right.
promised a pizza. So if that pizza does not arrive this week, maybe we can get two pizzas next week.
I'm into that.
Pizza party!
I'll take some liquor. And whores.
You have been hanging out on the men's room.
Can we bring that around here? That's your fucking slogan, man.
So, yeah, that's been cool. I mean, some of the, namely, we've gotten pictures from Crowbar. We got pictures from Witchburn. We got some awesome listener. We got Tom Green to
Tom
hold a
Green.
Metal Shop at 10 picture.
His bum is on the Metal Shop.
It was awesome. So, just some crazy... It's hitting me in the feels, man.
That Chris Barnes one was awesome.
Yeah, Chris Barnes sent me one via text. We got guys from Zabulba. They kind of just saw us post it on there and went from there. It was f***ing awesome.
Awesome. Man, the Napalm Death show at Studio 7 this week.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Was intense. I mean, there was a lot of bands in the first place, so there was a lot of people there.
It started at like 4:30 or 5?
The doors opened at 4.
While everyone's still at work, if they have a day job.
The first band started at 4:30.
And that what was that? Was that Zoth?
Zoth, right.
Or,
and then I think Theories played at like 5:15.
Maybe like 60 people or something. I wasn't there.
Which is still pretty good for it being 5 o'clock.
That's true.
And it's dates. The sun is out. Man.
Yeah. And it was nice
That's
this
weird.
Week. Interesting.
Okay, so we were at the show, and by the time I had gotten there after I got off work, it was sold out. It had been sold out anyway, and I walked in, and it was super packed, and Voivod was playing, and I went to go talk to Matt Wicklund from Ghost Ship Octavius and Himsa, who was working the concessions booth.
Slinging those hot dogs.
And it was his birthday this week, which we should also say, you know, happy birthday,
Matt. Yeah.
He said it was the 10th anniversary of him turning 28.
Nice.
So, there you go.
Do the math.
If you can. And he's working concessions there, you know, dealing with every crazy at Studio 7.
And there's a lot of them.
And I had just walked out of the bathroom and somebody had shit their fucking pants.
Ah. Could you smell it or could you see it?
Here's how I knew. They shit their pants, took off their drawers, wrapped it up like a diaper, and then tossed it in the bowl. Here's the thing. And then they threw up on top of it.
Oh, no.
Ian, that's disgusting, but that's not the only foul thing that happened
and
that
then
night.
I pissed on it.
Jesus.
I had to piss! It's the fucking bathroom, that's what it's for!
Did you actually see this projectile vomit thing that happened later on?
I did not.
Dude, I didn't see it, but I had somebody walk outside, like, brushing themselves off, and I'm like, dude, what's up? And because I could see moisture on him, and he's like, oh no, somebody just, like, spilled a beer.
Yeah, that's what it was. So what happened is,
There's a balcony at Studio 7.
There's a balcony at Studio 7, where the bar is.
Yeah.
And if you're in the front row of the balcony, you usually have like staked a claim on it.
Oh, yeah.
You've been sitting there for a while. You've been working on a couple of beers.
It's hard to get those spots. If you get a spot, you better stay there
and make
someone else go get you beers.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I'll buy you a beer if you go get me one.
Exactly.
It's the deal, you know? So you're sitting there. Usually the people in the front row are real by the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is somebody threw up off the edge of the bar.
Into the pit.
Into the pit.
Ah!
While Napalm Death was playing.
That's so fucking brutal. That is grindcore, man.
What the fuck? That's the most grind thing that's ever happened to that venue.
I heard he just got thrown the out ASAP.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a beeline by the security guards to grab him.
Like, you're
going to
get dragged down the stairs like, all the way down. Dude, your head's just going to be banking on each one of the stairs on your way down.
And everyone in the pits gets hepatitis C.
Each one of them gets to kick you in the face on the way out the door.
Jesus. That's nasty. But also, Napalm Death was sick because, Barney had a fucking broken arm.
Yeah.
And he was just going wild.
Yeah, he was jumping. I mean, to the best of his ability, you know.
He owned it.
But,
awesome.
I mean, he always does that. You know, Napalm Death is not a new band.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for 25, 30 years. Those guys are veterans, metal veterans. I'm trying to be nice in saying they're fucking old. They're old dudes. There's nothing wrong with that. That said, they're still moving around and jumping around and acting fucking insane. And the dude's got a broken arm. I don't know how he got it. I would like to think in some epic way.
You know, and props to them for putting out a better show than a lot of the bands half their age, too. You know, I mean, just super, super high energy, super intense live shows. It's awesome, man.
Definitely. I went and saw Suicide Silence last night at El Corazon. We're recording this on Saturday, so I went on Friday night, and it was badass, actually. Suicide Silence, it was totally sold out, and I got to meet Tim, the guitarist for Fit for an Autopsy, the opening band, and I thought that you had a big beard. This guy's beard all the way down to his knees.
That guy outbeards me hard.
Yeah, and he braided it. You know how like a women will have a little braid in the back
the
of their
shavo
hair? Yeah, he's got the all the way down to his knees, bro.
Are you sure that's just his beard, or did he like work his pubes into it and his chest hair into it and his fucking everything he had?
It's all one, man.
It's all just coming out of the buttons.
But you know
of
who
shirt.
I'm talking about. You seen that guy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen the guy.
Envy?
Dude, last time we were in town, we had a conversation about that.
That's awesome.
I pointed out to him, like, man, you know, you just outbearded every dude in this building.
He's like, I know, everywhere I go.
If you had to guess, how long do you think he's been growing that?
I couldn't even guess. I wouldn't even want to.
Upwards of a decade?
Yeah.
It's gotta be, definitely. At least.
I was born with this.
Born with a beard?
That's a good band name.
Born with a beard.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's get into it.
And now, live from the KISW studios, Ian, Kevin, and Ryan on the Metal Shop Backstage Pass.
Breaking news, hashtag news. Metal Shop at 10. Gone viral. Oh my god, it's like Ebola.
With Bill O'Reilly.
What?
Oh.
We don't play that game.
Okay, with Maddow. With Rachel Maddow.
Okay. As long as it's not DJ Max f***ing Long or somebody else like that.
Maxi Max. Maxi Pad. DJ Maxi. That's his new nickname. Maxi Pad.
Oh, I'm sure he's heard that a few times in his life. Is that even his real name?
Max Long?
That can't be his real name.
That's a fake alias.
Next time he comes here, let's turn him upside down, grab him by the ankles.
Check his ID.
Wait till all the coins and all the fucking bobby pins
Wouldn't
fall
be too
out of
hard.
His pockets.
He's like a buck 10.
Yeah, we'll grab his wallet. It'll be like DJ Albert Weinstein.
Yeah. Is he Jewish now?
Yeah, remember last week we were talking about how Max is Jewish?
Speaking of sketchy people, let's jump into this. So sources report that the keyboardist that used to work with Yngwie Malmsteen on some of his really famous albums has unfortunately passed away in Thailand.
Oh, you know it's sketchy when it happens in Thailand.
Exactly. That's the sketchy part of it. So,
even his t-shirt looks
According
sketchy.
To the Thai police, the body was found at a restaurant or at a hotel and surrounded by lots and lots of alcohol, and it looks like it was of, you know, due to alcoholism.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so what it says is the body of Mr. Matt Olesen was found on the floor of his Rayong Hotel in Tamblon, Tha Pradu. The chief of police told the Bangkok Post. It said that he wore only shorts and there were 7 empty bottles of whiskey and empty cans of beer in
Jesus,
the room.
Jesus, 7?
And that's all there was.
See, that's really going hard, man.
I don't need a shirt. All I need is 7 bottles of whiskey.
I don't even think Lemmy would go that far.
Man,
the thing. Lemmy's he's a god. He's immune.
I feel like
it's
when true. I was younger, I could handle a bottle of whiskey to myself in a night if I was pacing myself right.
If you handle a bottle of whiskey in a night, you're going to wake up the next day and going,
I don't even want to see whiskey for the next 3 days.
Exactly. You know, I would definitely not be worse for the wear. But 7 freaking bottles, man. Holy shit.
I gotta think, man, on my top 10 list of ways I'm not trying to go out, it's going to be drinking myself to death.
This could be an elaborate by Thai hookers to try and cover it up.
Here's the thing about Thailand, though, is that if you're a guy like Matt Olesen, who played with bands like Yngwie Malmsteen during the classic times when they were making lots of money selling records like Seventh Son and Magnum Opus,
yeah,
you can take that money and $10,000, you can live for 10 years like a king in Thailand.
Yeah.
So you can take the money that you made and go and live there and be a fucking prince and live on the beach every day and sip off coconuts and have a titty in your face every 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
So he must have just been ready to go. Hopefully it was just the way it sounds.
So he was living there.
That doesn't say. I'm just saying.
I'm just going to assume.
You could go on an extended vacation there for a month and be shitting 24 karat gold toilets, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, I mean,
anyways.
It's news, dude. It's news. So rest in peace to Matt Olesen.
Sweet band by the name of Obscura will be releasing an album, and they just entered Dream Sound Studios. I'm sorry, they're about to enter Dream Sound Studios in April, and it's going to be their follow-up to their last album, Onivium, which was 4 years ago. That record was stellar. We featured it a ton on Metal Shop. It was actually requested a bunch when it came out. This is X-Dudes from Necrophagus that... Well, probably got tired of waiting for Necrophagus to, you know, maybe write a record or do something.
Wrap it up, B.
Yeah, and they're like, "F it, let's just start our own band." So,
did you see down at the bottom of the story, Ryan, that they had issued a tab book for Omnivium?
Yeah,
it's 370 pages.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You can learn the whole record.
Yeah. So the thing that kind of puts me off about this album a little bit that makes me leery is Christian Muenzer, who was the main guitarist and main songwriter from Obscura, is no longer in the band. So it kind of, I'm kind of curious about what it's going to sound like. I'm sure it's still going to be a heavy as hell record because every musician in this band currently and in the past has been absolutely stellar, masterclass quality musician. So
I heard they were going more pop punk.
Oh yeah, there you go. Going to go hang out with the Loss.
F*** you, Ryan.
John Barron joined their band.
I wish they would.
John Barron joined the band, actually.
Oh, there you
gotcha.
Go.
Gotcha. What's the deal with the new Benighted record? Is it going to be a live record?
Yeah.
Yeah, they recorded a whole live album. It rules.
Oh, my God.
It sounds great,
too. How does that translate? You have to be good. You have to be a f***ing master, like, sound guy to capture that for a record.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No joke. Well, it sounds great. Can we play a clip of it? Do we have a...
I wish I could, but SoundCloud's being a bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
Bummer, man.
So I can't right now. Sorry.
So let's play it right now.
Montrez-moi un petit peu si vous le connaissez.
Live a Blossfell! Live a Blossfell! Live a Blossfell!
Awesome.
That was sick, dude.
It's coming out on the 23rd in a couple of days. They're streaming the whole new live record. It's called Brood Alive the Sick. English don't make no sense.
You can't see me?
It's got 13 songs. And Ryan, you should post that link to the Metal Shop Facebook page. Would be awesome.
Done
that
and done.
People can go listen to it later. Yo, y'all heard of George Colias? George Colias.
From Nile?
Tomato. Tomato. Yeah, he's going to be releasing a solo record called Invictus on Seasons of Mist.
Is it just going to be Blast Beats?
You know,
Blast Beats 101?
That's the question. I mean, obviously, he's the drummer. He has written all the music and lyrics, though, and is performing all the instruments and had some guests come to join. It doesn't say necessarily who they are yet, but...
Man, fucking George Clyde is fast as fuck.
Have you guys ever heard the Carl Sanders solo record? It's really chill. It's Egyptian, like, really Egyptian music.
Yeah, it's
And it's
cool.
Awesome. It's actually, like, if you want something to kind of just, like, sleep to.
Hey, can we start a crowdfund to get Carl Sanders to Egypt? Because he has still yet to get to Egypt. Like, Nile has never been to Egypt. That's a thing.
That's so awesome.
How about this? That motherfucker doesn't need our money.
What if they go there and they're like, meh, not really into it.
Ours was better.
And they're like, F this. Our entire world is gone.
I'm hot.
Yeah. They're like, well.
I'm fat.
These pyramids aren't all that great.
This is boring. I'd rather be in North Carolina. F this.
This is boring.
I'd rather be playing Duke Nukem.
This desert is huge.
So, some news this week, unfortunately. Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden, he is undergoing cancer treatment for a growth at the back of his tongue, and this is awful.
Which is the worst possible place!
Yeah, Iron Maiden, obviously, he has got the pipes of gold. He's always just on point live, and we're hoping that he's doing okay, man, but...
Like, why can't Bruce Dickinson get, like, ankle cancer?
Yeah.
Or just not get cancer.
That too.
But he went for a routine checkup around Christmas and led to tests and biopsies, and they found it. And it's unfortunate, but he is positive about it, and he's going through chemotherapy right now, and it's looking positive. So hopefully we'll just keep him in our thoughts. And, you know, if you're a prayer guy, keep him in your prayers. And
Iron Maiden didn't announce it until after he had completed his chemotherapy and radiology. So he already had gone through it all. He didn't want anybody like me
freaking out.
He's fine.
And there is a link to the full story on the Facebook page. You just got to scroll back a little bit.
Cool. And so they're saying that hopefully if all goes according to plan, he's going to get an all clear on the cancer front by late May. So we'll have more news in about a month.
Awesome.
Or 3 months. Sorry, math.
So you guys go to Record Store Day? You ever gone to that? Like,
no, I haven't. I always mean to, but I've never actually gotten to it.
I did a couple times when you worked at the Platters.
Yeah, when I worked at Silver Platters, I really got a firsthand view of how important this is because, you know, obviously it's 2015. Record stores are dying. Like, where's a record store, really? I mean, there's a few. We're blessed in Seattle to have a few independent record stores, but they're dying. And so a few years back, maybe about 5 or 6, there was kind of this this idea that let's have one day specified each year to just pay respects to music shops and independent record stores and try and give as much business as possible to kind of give back to these record stores. And so they did this thing called Record Store Day, and little by little, year by year, it really started to gain momentum. And maybe about 3 years ago, it just became effing crazy. And huge bands like, you know, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Mastodon, you know, rappers, all
Snoop
kinds.
Snoop Lion was doing stuff.
Yeah. They do these limited pressings, these limited releases of LPs. It's mostly just vinyl. There's some CDs, but it's mostly vinyl. And they release them, and they do very, very limited copies. So you have to show up at like 7 a.m., before the store is even there, before the store is even open. So it's like a mini Black Friday for record store nerds. But Slayer's going to be releasing a new record or a new single.
New couple songs.
Yeah, When the Stillness Comes, and it's going to be off the new Slayer record. It's going to be a 7-inch vinyl picture disc, only 5,000 copies worldwide.
Wow. Worldwide?
Yeah.
There are far more than 5,000 Slayer fans in the world.
So we're going to find out if Cricket is capable of waking up at 7 a.m.
I don't know, man.
He's just not going to go to sleep.
I think he's going to pay someone to get nine, and he'll be like,
that, here's $100.
Here's an ounce.
There you go. April 18th, though, is Record Store Day. When the Stillness Comes is going to be included with a live recording of Black Magic from their first record, the title track. From Show Me No Mercy. Show You No Mercy. Show No Mercy. Anyway, it was recorded live in 2014 at Wacken. So it's going to be that and the brand new song. So something old, something new.
Slayer, it's going to be coming out with a new record this year, and it's not going to be on a Nuclear Blast, which is interesting. Their first record on a different label other than American for like 20 years.
There's a band from South Florida. Sorry that you're from South Florida, but they're very heavy, called Abiotic. They came out in the early 2010s, and they are super heavy, very technical, and they have a new record coming out called A Universal Plague. And it's going to be coming out, it doesn't say, but it's called Causistry? What, is that even a fucking word? Are these guys just making shit up now these days?
Causistry.
They signed to Metal Blade Records, which is a huge deal for them, and then they released Symbiosis, which we played a lot of here on Metal Shop. So Causistry, what is that?
Don't even ask, dude. It's metal.
Don't ask, man.
Casuistry.
It's the heavy.
Is it Causistry or Casuistry? I don't know. We should look it up.
Causistry.
If you're listening right now, look it up. Tweet us at MetalShopKSW. Let us know. You guys are idiots. You don't know your vocabulary. Let us know what's up.
I don't. I need help.
I just wanted to mention real quick that there's an awesome band, or I'm sorry, an awesome artist by the name of Dusty Peterson, who will be at this year's Emerald City Comic Con like he is every year. And yeah, it's going to be, I believe it's sold out, but just wanted to give a quick mention. He's going to be in the Artist Alley. You can go and get some sweet pictures from him. He's got all kinds of prints from his records that he's done the artwork for, like Bloodbath, and who else is he? The 6 Feet Under, and
when is Comic Con?
He did
year?
The new Oceano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Hoth cover is awesome.
Ryan, you know what Comic Con is? I know it's coming up here.
Not off the top of my head. I've actually never been to a Comic Con. I always forget to get a ticket.
I always like sneak off of like one of you guys is like, all right, I'm done for the day, and so we'll sneak in for like the last 20 minutes on your pass.
Yeah, nice. But hey, heads up,
girls have already left.
If you do get a chance to go talk to Dusty, do it. He's one of the more knowledgeable metalheads that I know, and he's a really, really rad dude. It's always a great conversation, so go support him, man. He's a good dude.
Metal Alliance Tour is coming back to town.
Oh, man, this is always one of the best tours of the year.
Yeah, whoever is doing this does it right, like you said, most of the time. There are no dates yet confirmed, but they have the first, or I guess the headlining acts announced.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be Deicide headlining Metal Alliance Tour alongside Entombed, AD, or just Entombed, and Hate Eternal.
And that's sick.
Black Crown Initiate will also be playing, so I'm sure they will probably tack on one or two more, plus 9 locals, so it'll start at 2 p.m., just like it always does.
It's interesting. Metal Alliance seems to go in kind of spurts of different sounds. Like, I remember one year it was like Crowbar, St. Vitus, Kylesa, Helmet, and then like the next year it was like Dying Fetus, Job for a Cowboy.
Spurt.
It was like super brutal. Yeah, spurts.
Spurt.
And then this year it seems like it's going a little bit more straightforward, old school death metal.
Which is rad. I mean, yeah. It's nice to see a
fine
tour
with me.
Providing a little bit of variety, but keeping it like tasteful, you know, a good kind of variety. It's
I'm trying
all
to see
really
that
good bands.
I want to see those new Entombed
genres.
Songs, man. Those new that new Entombed record. I want to see that live.
Yeah, no joke. And Hate Eternal, it crushes live. That band. Yeah.
Eric Rutan will punch you in the fucking face.
No joke.
It was confirmed on Reddit that next year is the ska core year of Metal Alliance.
What does that even mean? Voodoo glow skulls?
Yes.
They're
Mephiscopheles. And the skank of f***ers. You've never heard of them?
No.
They're too obscure for you, dude.
311-666.
You lost me. F***ing hipsters,
the Boss
man.
Tones, motherfucker. I played Boss Tones for 90-something the other night.
That's the impression that I get.
That was awesome. I was skanking.
I'm
not a rebel. I just never been tested. I have a burning heart.
Like that I was old pass. You know what's funny about that band is Dickie Barrett used to sing for a hardcore band called Impact Unit. And it was like a straight-edge hardcore band. And they used to play with bands like SSD and all kinds of hardcore bands. And then did ska.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no metal ska.
No.
There is none. Ryan, that's your next project.
Oh, yeah.
You and Dave.
Get right on that.
We need to get you some horn players.
Hey, man, I would love to work with some horn players. That'd be a blast and a half. Get weird with it.
I used to play saxophone. We reported a few weeks ago, Saxon drummer Nigel Glockler had a fucking brain aneurysm. His brain just went, and thankfully he lived. So he has announced this week that he's pleased to say the neurosurgeons have informed me that I've made a 100% recovery and there is zero damage at all from the ruptured aneurysm, mainly due to the part of the brain it was located in. So I'm glad to get back to work, but I'm going to ease back into it. So he's going to get back into Saxon, one of the oldest school classic British heavy metal drummers, still going.
Damn.
His ticker's still ticking, man.
Yeah, let's hope for the best for him as well. So I Hate God is a band that has continued to definitely have a rough schedule. They always tour, and they're always on the road, but at the same time, these dudes party pretty hard. And or at least they've known in the past to party pretty hard. I'm not sure what their current vibe is or whatever, but they did have to cancel Australian and Mexican tour dates because of vocalist Mike Nine Williams, they said that his mental stability and health are major serious issues at this point. He's dealing with exhaustion and chronic fatigue, and he's going to be resting up. Hopefully, he's going to be okay. There's been some infighting with the band, I think, and he is kind of seems to be getting smaller and smaller and smaller every time you see him.
Well, here's the thing.
Like you can't eat.
Mike is a friend of ours. He wouldn't remember us.
Yeah.
He's, you know, we've had a good couple of times with Mike. But as soon as you said exhaustion, and we all just looked at each other like, okay, we know what that means. That's what celebrities say when they go to rehab. Oh, I'm suffering from exhaustion. No, you're partying too hard, man. You need to calm down. And if you're having like mental breakdowns, I guess the first step would be to probably chill with the touring.
Yeah.
So
before you wither away, Mike.
Right.
So you need to get it straight. Get it right.
Yeah. And because we want to have you keep going, man.
And you're a cool dude.
All right. So Fit for an Autopsy is fit for a new album.
Yay.
And a new singer.
Yeah, and that's going to be coming out pretty soon here. It says guitarist Pat Sheridan. The new album is a bit of a step in a new direction. You'll hear a lot of new influences in our sound and a real creative move towards other genres we've never experimented with until now. It's dark, sad, and aggressive all at once. So they're pretty stoked about it. We'll see how that sounds.
Yeah,
they're
man.
So dark and sad and angry.
They're dark and aggressive.
So aggressive.
Is it
metal?
I think so. Trollfest is coming back to town if you're a fan of that kind of thing.
F***ing trolls.
Corpiclani and Insafirum are coming back. They're playing May 15th at El Corazon. May 9th. May 9th is a Saturday night. So we won't be there, but you will.
Yeah. You know, speaking of trolls, I'm just going to bring this up because I found it to be very interesting this week. The founder of a website called isanyoneup.com, Hunter Moore, was sentenced to a couple years in prison.
We briefly touched on this last week in the podcast, but
yeah.
We didn't have the actual, like,
nope, he's
news.
Going to prison for a couple years, and he's definitely, and when he gets out, he's going to have to register anywhere he goes and have to register any new emails he does.
Any website.
Anything like
yeah.
that.
So the feds will have access to his emails, his, you know, texts, everything.
That's what happens with revenge porn. We talked a little bit about revenge porn last week with the whole Seth Rollins WWE nude leak. But Hunter Moore, he was infamous for doing that, for ruining people's lives. He was quoted as saying, "I don't give a fuck if someone kills themselves over this shit." So, in the end, I don't give a fuck if he kills himself in prison.
He won't. He's still. I think they're making him forfeit a lot of his money.
Hunter Moore, I have two words for you.
Did you see the guy, one of the guys from YouGotPosted.com is going away for about 20 years.
What's YouGotPosted? Is that the same thing?
Same principle, same thing.
20 years?
Yeah.
Holy f***.
But he was doing all kinds of stuff with the money financially.
Money laundering.
Right, and that's what they got Hunter Moore for, because he was paying his business partner to hack people's emails.
Oh.
So it wasn't even people like submitting. They were like actually hacking people's computers.
Yeah.
And that's what the problem was, obviously. You can't
yeah.
do that. So
yeah.
Have fun.
Well,
and
it's going to be fun for you in prison. Keep your butthole tight. Perfect.
It's kind of f***ed up to joke about in all seriousness, but, you know.
He ruined hella people's lives.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
He ruined hella people's lives.
What goes around comes around.
All right, well, speaking of buttholes, Born of Osiris' guitarist, Lee McKinney, is streaming a debut single called Skylasher.
This looks super science fiction.
Dirty motherfucker. You got nothing else? You're just going to sit here laughing at your own joke?
There's nothing else there. You put out a new single.
There is a song.
From Born of Osiris. There you go.
His name is Lee McKinney, and it looks Devin Townsend-ish as far as the album cover and whatnot. So, local band Stealing Axion, awesome band. They were on Century Media for a while, then they decided to go off on their own, album themselves.
Yeah, great album came out last year.
But they have parted ways with guitarist and vocalist Josh DeShazo. He was one of the main songwriters and also the guy whose beautiful vocals you can hear, really the singing part of that band, which was one of the most standout parts of that band, was the really vocal harmonies and the
it was a very good blend.
They did a really good job of it, but he said he's not giving up on music and keep an eye out for his name in the future, but as far as Stealing Axion, the time has come for him to try new things. They all grew up together as friends in the Tacoma area, and hopefully they can still stay friends and be bros, but sometimes, you know, you gotta end it.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where if they've been musicians together from the get-go, if they grew up together as musicians, those motherfuckers will get back together at some point. You know, and I know that they're at somewhere down the line, they're gonna go,
man, remember that time that we had all this fun and all this cool stuff happened? Yeah, let's do that again.
I hope, at least. That's just me hoping. Projecting my hope.
Josh DeShazo lost so much goddamn weight over the past year.
Yeah, he lost 120 pounds, dude.
He lost himself. He was like two times the size, and now he's a skinny dude, and I don't know, maybe he was like, I lost my weight, now I'm losing the band, like, shedding my skin.
I'm quitting the band to pursue my career in male stripping.
Nice, dude.
Where the real money is, I'm
Magic
going to Portland.
Mike 3.
Anyway, all
Magic
jokes
Josh.
Aside, man, hopefully that you guys can get everything back together. Stealing Axion, really cool band, and a band that, you know, was a real standout band in the Northwest also, so.
Would you call a male stripper a dick dancer?
Sure.
All right.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking question is that? Of course, is it swinging your thing, man.
Dancer.
A professional helicopter.
This is a good news story for Ryan. Unfortunately, you weren't the cause of it. The Kardashian sisters got in a car crash in Bozeman, Montana.
What's Bozeman like?
Pull
out of nothing?
In armpit.
Khloe
this
Kardashian.
Is coming from the dude who has Montana pride.
She yeah. lost control of her SUV due to the road ice conditions. Your state almost killed the Kardashians.
You know, if it was going to happen in any state, it would be in Montana. All of my entire Facebook news feed was all people making fun of their inability to drive on Montana.
Dude, I'm looking at the road
winter.
Right now.
It's
There's
not
no
that bad.
Snow on
it's,
the road.
It's not that bad at all.
Dude, it would have been Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kylie Jenner. All three of them would have just been
and
ice.
Bruce Jenner just got in an accident, too.
In friggin' Northwest, too. The little...
Anyways, speaking of the Kardashians, have you guys seen those t-shirts that Gary Holt just made? Kill the Kardashians? He's now selling these t-shirts.
That's his shirt?
Yeah, Gary Holt is teaming with us, a graphic designer, to make these Kill the Kardashians t-shirts.
Gary, don't you have anything better to do with your time, bro?
Yeah, smoke weed and design some more shirts.
Fair enough.
All right, well, speaking of childish things, there's a new hardcore band that's SpongeBob themed, and it's actually pretty...
X-SpongeCore X.
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's not the best thing in the world.
All you have to
it's,
do to earn your extra credit and pass my
hear.
Class and never have to come anywhere near this school again is write a 10-word sentence on what you've learned in boating school.
But I've learned so many things.
Just pick one. I don't care which. Here, I'll help you get started. What I learned in boating school is... There! That's already 7 words! Only 3 more!
L-E-A-I. Oh, barnacles. Gotta sharpen my pencil. No, wait! I changed my mind! No, don't look! It's not ready.
So it's just like Judd's with SpongeBob quotes over it?
Nice.
Blank!
I mean, it's fun for a chuckle. Oh, there you go.
You're like, give this to your 4-year-old.
SpongeBob, mother f***er.
No! Give it to me!
SpongeBob.
What
All right, I've had enough about
Did you guys see that article this week by Sergeant D about Papa Roach? New Papa Roach material is gent. Did you hear the new Papa
Roach? Man.
Seriously,
I don't
it's gent. Like, Papa Anything? Roach has made gent riffs now. Like, Papa Roach has changed from rap
Papa
rock
gent?
To kind of rap gent. It's rap rock gent.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Sergeant D said it's actually pretty awesome. But at the same time, Sergeant D likes Miss May I. So, I don't know if he's actually trolling us, but I did listen to it, and it exists. Gent, Papa Roach.
Vinnie Paul isn't fine just having his strip clubs in Vegas. This motherfucker is about to put out a cookbook.
Oh, snap.
Because, I mean, he is from Texas,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind of a fat guy, so, you
I've
know,
noticed.
He's probably good at cooking. You know?
Yeah.
Texas, fat guy, probably good at cooking. You can put one and two together.
Some barbecue.
So he's putting up, and this is what it's called, Drumming Up an Appetite.
Okay.
With Vinnie Paul.
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby. Drumming Up an Appetite. It's got 125 recipes, and it will be out just in time for Christmas, baby.
Woo!
Drumming Up an Appetite.
Nice.
So it's got, the cover of the book is him holding two turkey legs behind a drum set. Michael Amott from Arch Enemy said that Jeff Loomis is going to be recording on the next record.
Sweet.
So awesome. He's not just like the fill-in guy playing the six solos, bro. He's actually going to help him write a new record. Which, as soon as that happened, we were like, okay, this Arch Enemy record is okay. But how about let's look forward to that new Arch Enemy record with Loomis on it?
Yeah, there you go.
War, nice. War Eternal was good. But this is going to be way better.
Dave Lombardo came out in the press recently with Music Radar magazine. He was commenting on Terry Bozzio replacing him in the band Fantomas, and he said he was happy about that. He was honored by the gesture is what he said. He said that he's a good player and stuff, and then he said this: instead of replacing me with a guy that hasn't done anything in 10 years, waiting on the couch, fiddling his thumbs, oh my God, when is Slayer going to get rid of Dave? Okay, so Boss Staff must be kind of offended by that, I'm sure, but, you know.
Yeah, but whatever. At the end of the day, Boss Staff's going, sorry, I didn't hear you play that riff on that last record. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you get that check from that last tour.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave. I'm in Slayer now, so I don't give a shit. That's what I'd be saying if I was Paul Boss Staff.
Exactly.
Be like, I wasn't doing anything, and it looks like you guys weren't getting along for a while, so. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate, sorry.
Devil.
I still like Dave Lombardo more.
Dave seemed to have a more punk approach to Slayer, and that's the interesting thing about it, is like maybe his drumming wasn't as technically precise. And
dude, Dave Lombardo drums circles around Paul Bostaff, and still, in my opinion.
But he had a bit more of a rough edge to it, where Bostaff is like technically by the books, it's very precise, and I don't know, it's just not...
Well, you know, and this is a little sacrilegious of me to say, but my favorite Slayer album was God Hates Us All.
And that's a Bostaff record.
And that's a Bostaff record. And, you know, I really, the drumming on that album really kind of somewhat made it for me. And it's, you know, I know I'm kind of in the minority with that, but I have high hopes for the new Slayer record. I think it might turn out really cool.
I do too. I'm really interested to see what Gary Holt, if anything, that Gary Holt has to bring.
I'm just hoping that Kerry King allows him, you know, gives him the creative freedom to write some stuff. You know, because I could easily see Kerry King being a very demanding, insistent person to work with.
Right, and we talked about this a few weeks
ago.
Which
is understandable.
I can also see Gary Holt going, yeah, go ahead and write the record. I have another band.
Yeah, totally.
Good point.
I'm in Exodus. I've been in Exodus for 30 years.
So. And I'm making Kill Kim Kardashian t-shirts.
I'm busy, bro, in my f***ing garage. With my screen printing press.
And my bong.
I'm taking a real approach to life. Machine Head did F*** Gently by Tenacious D for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Does anybody care? I don't really care.
No.
Thought it was funny. If you're a fan of Tenacious D, you can go look it up.
Damn.
Another in the long list of weird covers that Machine Head does.
So I mentioned I mentioned just a few minutes ago, actually, sorry, but I saw Suicide Silence last night, and a band that was opening for them was Within the Ruins. They flipped their van this week and their trailer off of an interstate in Pennsylvania. And, it rolled about 3 times and landed on the median, and their van and trailer were totaled. Obviously, they're all alive. They were able to play the show yesterday, so that's good, but...
I can't believe...
That's pretty crazy.
The string of good luck. Bands have had, like, it's not a good luck for if your van to flip, but everybody, like, for the last, like, year or two, I feel like, everybody's just gotten up and walked out.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
It's crazy because for a string there was a lot of f***ed up accidents, like decapitated and numerous other ones. So
right. So this is the rough time of year to tour. Everybody knows that. If you're out on the road, pay extra careful attention. Drive slow. If you have to get there a little bit later, f***ing get there later if you get there alive. Plus, then you can smoke some more weed in the van on the way. All right, so that's about it for the news this week. But, we couldn't call the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast complete without traipsing delicately into the world of the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. And this week, Kevin is attacking a notoriously ruthless band called Putrid Pile. This song is called... Body painting. Kevin, take it away.
Frolic in the bathtub, putting on a show. Smile for the camera, dirty fucking whore. An innocent porn takes a turn for the worst. Introducing shit and piss. vomit, and mucus? Is he held at gunpoint against his will? This fucking bitch is in control. Smearing him with for a thrill. Shove the fucking whipped cream tube up his fucking ass. It out into her mouth. Chocolate sundae surprise! Rubbing it all over her face. As well as his. I take it she's done this before. Body painting. Is he held at gunpoint against his will? This fucking bitch is in control. Fucking smearing him bitch. With for a thrill. Body painting. Body painting.
Fucking bitch. Once again, we're on a highway to hell.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's messed up. But you know what?
But at least we have this Parlor Tunes.
We're going to end
this. Jeeves, I need my tin crumpets.
Jeeves. Suck it, Jeeves. We're going to end this episode of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass with the clip from us being on the men's room with Jolene for Sit and Spin, the top 10 metal albums from metal bands that metal fans don't like.
All right, Bacholas, as we do once a week, the lovely Jolene is here, and once again, it is time to Sit and Spin.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Swellerific it is.
Swell!
Hey, Jolene is here. And today we are joined by Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop, which airs Saturday nights right here on The Rock of Seattle. By the way, guys, what time does your show come on?
We start at 11, man.
11 o'clock on Saturday nights.
Saturday nights.
Every Saturday night here, Metal Shop on KISW.
And they're exactly. Here because we're talking metal. And we said this yesterday. I don't know if you know this, Julian. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you whisper the word metal, they both just show up. Mm-hmm. Poof. Hey, man, do you like metal? Poof. They're Kevin and Ian.
What'd you say? Yeah. Did you say the magic word?
You said metal.
How is guys, how's the show going? I have to admit that I'm not normally up at that time of the evening, and if I am, I'm definitely not listening to you.
You're an old guy. You go to bed at, what, 9:30?
No, I can stay up all god. I mean, I can make it till midnight on a Saturday night if I'm lucky. No, I'm being dead serious.
You catch the first hour of our show.
Yeah, you know, I should probably tune in sometime and see how you guys are doing. How is the show going?
The show's going great until somebody says Metal Shop three times in a mirror and one of us just disappears.
Bam. Okay. But you guys, do you have a following? Do people call you? Do you get emails and stuff like that?
Absolutely. We call them the Metal Tribe, to be exact.
Okay.
But it's worth mentioning, you know, we're coming on our five-year anniversary of
you
taking over Metal
Shop. You guys have
been
here 5 years?
5 years.
Time has just flown by. I remember being in this studio with Kevin and Steve, who were the previous longtime Metal Shop hosts, after this really cool contest to find the next host for Metal Shop, and being hammered in here when those guys called you to tell you. It was so much fun.
Now, do you guys do interviews? Are you rocking? Are you talking? What are you doing?
Yeah, we just interviewed Chris Barnes, the original Cannibal Corpse singer.
Okay.
You might have seen him in Ace Ventura.
Playing any Trickster at all? I mean, is that still pretty heavy on the playlist?
I don't know about Trickster.
No Trickster?
Maybe some Winger for you, Miles.
Okay, that would be great.
Wait. Any metal bands from West Virginia?
Totally. Iron Reagan, Virginia, let's talk about Gwar. We could talk about...
Is Gwar from West Virginia?
They're from Richmond, Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, Richmond, right. Virginia.
Yeah.
Virginia, you know.
But these guys are, like, all knowledgeable, and when this idea came up for Sit and Spin today, I think the list comes from VH1, and it's the 10 heavy metal and hard rock albums that are hated by fans of the band. So there's plenty to choose
yes,
from.
Yes, it's inevitable, man.
There are plenty to choose from. But this is a blending of hard rock and metal, and it was like, Du Bois should be in, because I feel like anytime we can have more black around here, it's a good thing.
That's why I'm here, Joe.
I know.
That's why I'm here.
You're filling the quota nicely.
Now, when you guys start your show at 11...
Correct.
Right. Do you just keep on going, or do you like have to get off the air at 1? Or I mean,
we're on till 3 a.m.
You're on till 3 a.m.
For the late night metal trap.
Wow. Okay, I'm never staying up that late.
Yeah,
I just got to be honest with you.
11?
I'm not. Well, could you guys do like 9 or 10, maybe something like that?
We could probably
We can probably.
Who's going to tell you you can't do it?
It sounds like a good idea to me.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, why don't you guys come on a little bit
earlier?
I'll
make the decision.
Just for 1 week, and then I can listen to the show and tell you how bad you suck.
Right, do that. Well, if we can get away without the drunken charge being like, did you guys start at 10?
Just don't tell them.
Do they even know? They don't listen to your show. You got to be. Look, I got to
hair clubs. Hair clubs in bed, and the drunken charge is passed out by that point.
I'm down to start at 10.
You got to start. I'd say, look, and
if you're making the rules,
start at 7 o'clock. I would say this, and now, granted, I won't get in trouble for this. You guys would, but I would say, look, if you want to start at 10, just slide and do it,
dude. Go in and do
it. One, you'll find out if the bosses are listening, because it's important that bosses listen to what we do, right?
Touché,
so that they can critique our work and make us better. So maybe just start at 10 and say as Miles as I.
First time I ever had an on air shift. The guy, it was not an on air shift. I was supposed to watch the board overnight. So what did I do at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, I cracked the mic, started doing breaks. He had no idea. That was my first practice, and he's like, "Hey man, you want to go live?" I'm like, "I have been for the last 6 weeks."
That's awesome.
He just didn't know.
I kept pushing it up. Like I go 2 a.m. like, because he's just not listening to the radio station. So I'm going to do whatever I want. You could do that. You could just go on whenever you wanted to.
Why not?
We could just start playing Gorgasm and all kinds of crazy, nasty things.
Absolutely.
At 10, that's...
Oh, 5 years, congratulations, guys.
That's huge, right?
It's like you've been here for so long and we've never even heard you. So that's
Something there, guys.
I used to listen when Kevin and Steve were on all the time, though.
Wait a minute, they were on at the same time. If anything, these guys stay on an hour later. It's just the fact that you're passed out by that point.
I was younger then, Joe.
You were, yes, we know. I see you every day.
We were still in our 30s.
Sure. So what we have here is the top 10 heavy metal and rock albums that are hated by the fans. So you love the band.
To be fair, though, the only way to avoid that, I believe this, for any band, the only way to avoid that, no matter what genre of music you play, is for your career to end early. If you're lucky enough to be around long enough to put out that many albums, like, one of them is going to suck. Like, top to bottom, this album was just a piece of crap. You know it. The fans know it. You kind of apologize. You don't play any of those songs when you go back. Like, it's just that universally accepted where the band even kind of says, "Hey, man, sorry. We thought we had something going on here, and we just flubbed." It happens to everybody.
Sometimes that happens. That happens to this radio station. It happens to
all
of us. I mean, we all have exes that you just don't talk about because it's like, that didn't happen. That did not happen. Right. We're just going to jump from this one to that one.
No, I'm pretty proud of anyone who had sex with me just because they were dumb enough to have sex with me. These are the 10 heavy metal albums hated by the fans.
Number 10.
Oh my god.
So the band is TSOL. The album is Hit and Run, and the song was called The Name is Love. I'm not super familiar with TSOL, guys, so please enlighten me.
Yeah, this we used to host a punk rock hardcore show back in the day, so this is right.
Oh, you guys are
mellowed out. On Dead Air, on KGRG.
So TSOL is a band from Long Beach, the LA scene called
California.
Right, True Sons of Liberty, and a lot of this came from VH1. This list came from VH1, so we didn't create this, first of all. But TSOL.
But I know about them.
Right, but we know of them.
You took my line that I say repeatedly every Tuesday.
We didn't do this.
Not my list.
I swear.
Are you a fan of the band?
We are, yeah. TSOL is an awesome, awesome classic punk and hardcore band, but this record, Hit and Run, in 1987, they latched onto that Motley Crue, Poison. You just heard that song like that. It sounded like Motley Crue to me. I don't know about you.
They got a hold of some Hairspray.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's something they... Obviously, it's a conscious effort to do that, but you get one of two things that happens, right? So now I'm in this band, and I'm in the LA scene in the mid to late 80s. So we know what's happening there. And so
we know where the money is.
Is it the band saying, "Look, man, we're going to give this a shot, see if we can kind of ride the coattails"? Or do you think record label says, "I don't know if you see what everyone around you is doing in LA, but give it a shot"?
Probably a combination of both. I mean, I think they just saw the money, man.
Yeah.
Cha-ching!
Just like you
and
guys.
And it didn't work.
Did you get the five-year raise?
I don't know.
Hair Club just came in and said, he goes, "We're going to deliver you a pizza on Saturday, so congratulations."
That's the race. Pizza on Saturday? I thought it was supposed to be a pizza on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Huh?
Pizza on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, we're here on Saturdays, man. Like we said, we're never here when the sun is up.
Have them deliver it early.
By the way,
early.
Are we getting
early
any?
These are the 10 heavy metal albums hated by the fans.
Number 9.
You guys have to say who it is.
We're chomping at the bit.
I know, you're dying. Go ahead.
Depending on how old you are, either you pronounce it Celtic Frost or Celtic Frost. These guys, classic Swiss metal band, these guys were like formative black metal. And, Tom G. Warrior is actually not proud of this at all. Whereas, like, a few other bands, they'll kind of pass it off and be like, you know, we were just experimenting. Tom G. Warrior, when they reissued all the Celtic Frost records a few years back, he banned this. It's out of print. And he's happy about it. It was a record called Cold Lake in 1988, and that song you heard was Cherry Orchards. Again, it's a Celtic Frost.
He's like went on the record saying it was a complete turd.
Yeah, he said, we don't even acknowledge it. It's another example, and like I feel like this is all coming from the same area of those bands going, man, we should go glam.
I was going to say, is it
the like we might finally get noticed.
Yeah.
We're talking to the lovely Jolene. Kevin and Ian are here from Metal Shop. We're sitting and spinning with the top 10 heavy metal and rock albums hated by the fans. It's actually good to hear you guys on a microphone because I've never heard
it. It's nice to be out.
You actually sound pretty good.
It's nice to be here when the sun is up.
Sure.
By the way, are we getting any feedback about that whole like starting at 10 thing?
Yeah, a lot of other people can't stay up late enough to listen to the show either, guys.
Okay.
Sorry, bad news.
I say 9.
Maybe get like a hashtag going or something.
In the afternoon.
Get some feedback.
Good idea.
We'll come back with numbers 8 through 1 on Sit and Spin right after these.
Now back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Lovely Jolene is in the Sit and Spin, and we are joined by Kevin and Ian from Metal Shop on their five-year big anniversary there, being a part of the family here at KISW. Saturday nights at 11 o'clock is the Metal Shop. And we've made it to number 8 right now on basically some of your favorite bands. They always have a stinker of an album, one that really sucks. So these are the 10 heavy metal albums.
And hard rock in here.
Don't forget that hard rock.
Well, you guys know. Yes. We're going to cover some of these that aren't necessarily metal, and we best clarify.
Bands that we don't plan Metal Shop frequently.
That's not metal.
Don't angry tweet us.
Don't split hairs, people.
8, number 8.
AC/DC, Fly on the Wall. There was just that period with AC/DC where it was like, we're waiting for the next big hits.
Yeah, you know
and
what, man?
This isn't it.
I picked up that album a little while ago on vinyl, put it on, and it's not nearly as bad as I thought it was when I was younger.
Here's the deal.
Like, you're right. There were no like hits on it, but I'm like, it's not horrible.
Well, they put out Back in Black, and then they put out For Those About to Rock.
Right. Now you're on a roll.
You know, classic AC/DC records. Then they put out Flick of the Switch, which had zero hits at all. And they were like immediately pressured by somebody to go, we need a new record. We need a new record. Just put it out. I don't care what it is. And this is what they gave you.
And it was like more of the same.
Yeah.
It was just AC/DC. It was more of the same. And it's not that like you go AC/DC, you better give us hits, but we need anthems.
Sure.
Right.
That's
from
it.
AC/DC.
Right.
Yeah. That's what they deliver.
Still sold a million copies though.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hate this album.
I'm going to buy it.
These are the 10 heavy metal albums hated by the fans.
Number 7.
Do you guys recognize this?
Yeah, it's the unmemorable Motley Crue record.
All with Karabi or what?
No, this is Generation Swine.
Vince Neil came back for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's even more of a put down there.
They got kind of industrial on this, and it just wasn't.
It was their attempt at joining the alternative sound of the 90s, I guess.
They desperately wanted to be on MTV's 120 Minutes.
Yeah, it's not the same crew. It's just not fun, awesome, raging, party, Motley Crue.
There's a thing called shallow perfection, and that's just... There's an expectation which you're going to deliver. That's all you need to do. You don't ever need to reinvent the wheel. If you're Motley Crue, be Motley Crue.
Exactly.
AC/DC, be AC/DC. That's all anybody wants. And unless you have a stroke of genius, don't overthink it. Just write the stuff you write and do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go to the next one because, Thrill, I'm really excited for you to hear the next one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Number 6. Where you don't know what you're
Coming in at number 6, Kiss. Music from the Elder. Now, you respectfully are an elder statesman here, and you were a passionate Kiss fan when this came out.
Yeah, man, you're a little kid. Kiss does what it does. And to be fair, like they put out Dynasty with I Was Made for Loving You, and people say, man, I don't like the disco stuff. But the album itself still wasn't that bad. And actually, the album before this one is probably the worst thing they've done. Most people don't even know about it. But this album, the problem was, they said, you know what? Same thing we're saying with Crew. They're going to go industrial. Kiss said, let's do a concept album.
Let's do something
guys.
You're Kiss, man. Just look stupid. Write songs about sex. Paul Stanley says something idiotic in the concert, and off you go. And you decided to get deep, and it's like, you're not deep. And then you put out this album, and we go like, wow, you're really not deep at all.
It's not the Who's Tommy. Come on now.
It's not that at all. Not even close.
This was the experiment, one of the experimental Kiss records, man.
I would think, though, if you have an original pressing of Kiss, Music from the Elder vinyl, that is worth some money now.
Something I you also, people don't necessarily know a lot of this, but a lot of these lyrics were co-written by Lou Reed.
Mm-hmm.
So they were very strange.
Yeah, they were reaching
Shut
out.
Shut up! Yeah. Are you really?
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yep.
Is Lou Reed going to show up again on this list with Metallica? We'll find out.
We got Lulu on here.
One of the 10 heavy metal albums hated by the fans.
Number five.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
We played this on Metal Shop last week
for Valentine's Day.
I would have known because I was probably in bed.
That's true.
You know?
Guys, maybe on a little bit earlier, I would actually
recognize. Just think about this.
Like, I'm closing my eyes and I'm trying to see who's talking, and I don't know any of you because I've never seen you before because you're always here so late.
They had British Steel.
You know, it's always dark.
Yeah, it is.
And then Screaming for Vengeance, and then Defenders of the Faith, and we're just saying during the break, like, these are three bad-ass albums, and then this crap came out.
Turbo!
Like, what's with the keyboards, guys?
Turbo
put on the goddamn
everybody
spikes.
Everybody was doing that. I mean, even
that's the running joke of this whole list. I feel like everyone, you add keyboards and everyone goes, this sucks.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, that was, they did follow it up with Ram It Down and Painkiller. So they came back.
It's hard not to like Judas Priest.
And at the end of the day, yeah, it's still Priest.
It's still Priest. I'll take Priest on their worst day.
Glenn True. Tipton.
Number four. We come into the world.
Coming in at number four from VH1's list of heavy metal and hard rock albums that are hated by fans of the band, Rush with their 1991 contribution, Roll the Bones.
Ah.
Here it is. I love Rush. Mm-hmm. I feel like Taryn should be yelling here somewhere because
we're
one of two women that love Rush. But this was just, Geddy Lee, you should not be rapping. Geddy Lee.
When I think of hip-hop, I think of white Canadian dudes like Geddy Lee.
Yeah, right.
I think of prog rock pioneers like Rush, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys were trying hard to join that Anthrax Public Enemy, like, oh, we're cool, right?
No. You're Rush. You're just Rush. Good. You will never be cool, but you will always be awesome. It's all right, man.
That's good.
Right.
Geddy Lee shouldn't rap, and he probably couldn't stay up for your show either way.
Oh, right?
I'm just saying. I'd be shocked if he stayed up till 11.
I'm going to have an Earl Grey tea and go to sleep.
I like Roll the Bones. For that.
Number three.
All right, do you guys recognize this right off the bat?
Yep,
kind of.
Yeah, I think it kind of depends on your age a little bit.
Right.
I really know because I just started in rock radio, and I'm like, I get to play new Van Halen.
Oops.
But it's Van Halen with Gary Cherone.
In 1998.
Yeah.
Even Gary Cherone's like, I'm sorry I joined the band. Not because I didn't like them, but you guys had to hear me.
1993. 1990. I'm sorry, Van Halen 3. That was not 93. Right. It was 98. Wow, it was that bad.
Gary Cherone. There.
It's kind of like that Motley Crue record. It's just not fun. It's just not fun. Van Halen.
What's Van Halen? You're a big party band. You're silly. You're stupid. You've always been, but a lot of fun. And then you do this crap.
And they bring Gary from Extreme.
That doesn't help.
You guys play Extreme a lot on Metal Shop?
Yeah.
More than words. Did you play it on your Valentine's special?
No, we didn't play that one.
I wasn't trying to laid live on the radio.
I'll be honest.
We played Pantera This Love, though.
Can you guys go on the air an hour earlier, just one Saturday, and then maybe I will actually listen to the program?
Like Metal Shop, like at 10 p.m. instead of 11
p.m.?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm looking at Twitter. This came from the KISW Twitter account. If Metal Shop, KISW, started at 10, would you listen? But they're asking you, Miles.
Well, yeah, I would.
Okay.
How come that?
Would you really?
That to me? Yeah, I would actually
listen. I'll play
you
a request.
All right. I would even maybe even come in for the show and listen.
Now that's a promise I can get behind.
That way I can meet all you crazy dark people at night who stay up like crawlers you are.
You guys figure out a way to go on 10 and make sure Miles shows up for that goddamn broadcast.
I'll do it. I have no problem with that.
I'm getting blasted on Twitter as well. There's a looks like a hashtag. It says Metal Shop at 10.
Just do it
hashtag
one day.
Metal Shop at 10.
Just do it one day.
Just do it then.
One weekend.
Just do it.
One weekend, okay. And I'll.
And worst case scenario, we can all just blame Miles.
Yeah, well, you put me on.
Right, that's the whole thing, guys.
Sure.
We're in the clear.
Okay.
We don't know if Hair Club listens. We don't know if the DIC listens. Just do it. And then if anything happens, say, well, Miles couldn't stay up late, but he wanted to be a guest on the show.
That's fair enough.
Good, I think that's
good
fair.
Enough excuse for me.
I'll try to hang until 2 o'clock. You guys do any drugs? That's all I'm asking.
Love this record, man.
I said they got beat up for this album, man, but I'm like, I dig it.
Yeah, it's because you're a bassist.
But I
good point. But that's all of my love.
And so am I. I'm with
this
you.
This is John Paul Jones' baby, isn't it?
I mean, he arranged almost every song they did.
Because so, Jimmy Page was nodding out.
Yeah.
Drugs.
But John Paul Jones arranged most of the songs they had, whether it's Stairway or anything else. So this is just mostly stuff he'd written. But this is what happens when bass players take over.
Well, Robert Plant had some horrific stuff happen in his personal life. Yeah. Jimmy Page was a mess from drugs. So it was like the chips were down. This was his moment.
And John Bonham's
finally...
like, I'm just drunk, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was the height of the Bonham alcoholism.
Seriously.
And that's saying
so
something.
That was his chance to slip his songs in.
These are the 10 heavy metal albums hated by the fans. And rock albums, too, as we made it to number one.
Yeah, this one's just bomb, dude. And it was a big deal. Everyone been waiting for the new album.
This is a rough time in our lives, man. Rough time.
It was so tough. It was so... We love Metallica.
Yeah.
We love Metallica. And this album...
Yeah, kind of rough. Mm-hmm. Can I just say that I bought this the day it came out, and after one listen through, I threw it out the window of my car.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I purchased it, and then I threw it out the window.
Slinged it.
You could have just taken the money and just threw that out the window. Hey, by the way, guys, not to interrupt, I'm just watching Twitter. Mike says, bring on Metal Shop at 10.
Nice.
All right.
People want you to
do it
at 10, man. Just do it.
Well, let's do it.
I mean,
do it.
Is Hair Club's gone, right?
We don't know.
Even here right now.
Again, it's
we'll
not my problem.
In, man.
But
we'll
10 o'clock is still that. 10 o'clock is that sweet time where everybody's in their cars. They're going out. They're coming home. They
still
can hear
time.
You guys. And I would be one of them because I'm an old lady on the weekends and I'd like to hear you too.
I'm down. Let's move it up.
Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Good seeing you for the first time in 5 years.
Right?
As long as we don't have to talk about St. Andrews.
I'm being dead serious. If you think ever about doing the show at an earlier time, just know, I mean, I will come in and hang out and show you guys how to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
That kind of guy.
Thanks, Miles.
Yeah.
Bring a little sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might take a nap, like a Ron Jeremy nap real quick in the corner, you know, between sets or something, but I'll wake back up and party after I get done eating some shrimp.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.